Park. Driveways, AC parking garage, like a garage, you know, park. Time is to park, for the hours, for the charges, for the service, for the city, but driveway, you know, office, but for the service, for the garage, for the park. I'll have to call the vice, and then you can, this car, for the charges, driveway, you know, for the park. Number charges, you know, they ask that for the, they use the whole, she, Krishna, she, Tanya, for the, she, when, she, when, she, was, she, was, she, was, she, was, she, was, she, was, Shri Radha Krishna, Gopinath, Shama, Kundarada, Kandigiri, Govardhan, Shri Vrindavan, Dham, Shri Navati, Maya, Pradhan, Ganga, Maya, Guna, Maya, Tulsi, Devi, Bhakti, Devi, Sankirtan, Devi, Shri Srinam, Sankirtan, Pranchadachi, Bhagavatam, Samaveta, Bhakti, Devi, Gopinath, By tradition, we will first read a little bit from collected lectures on Bhagavad Gita as it is, volume 4, Bhagavad Gita verses chapter 4, verse 13, chapter 6, verse 44. Today's text is from chapter 4, texts 14 through 19. Today we left off. Just like in a prison house, if you want to improve your condition, you become a very good prisoner, and the government gives you A-class status. There are three classes of status in prison life. Some are suffering the prison life in the A-class status. Some of them are suffering in the B-class status. There are also classes, just like when some political leader is put into prison, they are given A-class status. But a sane man should not be satisfied by becoming an A-class prisoner. A-class. So we are in this material world, some of us in the A-class, some of us are B-class prisoner, some of us are C-class prisoner. So to become an A-class prisoner from C-class prisoner is not the solution of our problem. The problem should be solved that let me become completely free from prison life. That is the whole problem. Kamanya karma yat pashyat akarmani sakarmiya. Sabhudiman manusheshu sayukta kritsna karma krit. Anyone who can understand the process of karma, process of work, in this way he is the most intelligent person in this world. Most intelligent person. Not that a person who has passed MA PhD examination from the university. Person who understands this problem of life, he is the most intelligent person. That we should learn, he is the most intelligent person. Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita yanagni dagtha dharmanam tam ahu panditam bhuta. Pandit means learned, and Buddha means one who is well versed, he is called Buddha. Buddha, this very term you'll find in another place of Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, Buddha Bhava Samadvata. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mataksavam Prabhajate Iti Matva Bhajante Ma Buddha Bhava Samadvata. That Buddha you find in the 10th chapter, and the same Buddha, Pandit and Buddha, Pandit according to the Bhagavad Gita. Pandit means learned man. The Sanskrit word Pandit means, and Buddha is well versed. Stopping on the top of page 53. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 How do we do this? Is there a verse? Are there books? Do I read it myself? What's the process? What's that screen for?
Yeah, we'll listen.
It's not used for verses?
Yeah, we'll listen.
What does it take?
We'll explain the verse.
It's not usually done. I assume because nobody prepared it. Or who's the person who usually prepares it?
Sometimes on Sunday feast we use it.
Huh?
Sunday feast we use it.
On Sunday feast we use it. We don't use it regularly. I got it. Okay. Okay.
Everybody uses their phone.
Phone.
How many devotees have phones? I want to know whether to repeat the verse or just read it myself. Yeah. Feel it. Okay. It doesn't look like such a difficult verse. Let's try it. What is the verse? Oh. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 34. Shri Yudhisthira Vacha.
Shri Yudhisthira Vacha.
Kidrisha.
Kidrisha.
Kasya.
Kasya.
Pa.
Pa.
Sapa.
Sapa.
Haridasa.
Haridasa.
Abhimarshana.
Abhimarshana.
Ashradeya.
Ashradeya.
Iva.
Iva.
Abhati.
Abhati.
Hare.
Hare.
Ekantinam.
Ekantinam.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Is it going to happen?
He's bringing the laptop.
Bringing the laptop. Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Hare Ekantinam Bhava.
Hare Ekantinam Bhava.
Hare Ekantinam Bhava.
Hare Ekantinam Bhava.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Hare Hare Kantinam Bhava.
Hare Hare Kantinam Bhava.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Ashradheya Ivabhati.
Hare Hare Kantinam Bhava.
Hare Hare Kantinam Bhava.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Shri Yudhisthira Uvacha.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Idrisha Kasya Vasapo.
Haridasa Vimarsana.
Ashadeya Ivavati.
Hare Kanti Nam Baba.
Sri Vishnu Vacha.
Idrisha Kasya Vachapo.
Haridasa Vimashana.
Ashadeya Ivavati.
Hare Kantinam Bhava.
Sri Vishnu Vacha.
Idrisha Kasya Vachapo.
Haridasa Vimashana.
Ashadeya Ivavati.
Hare Kanti Nam Bhava.
Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha.
Kidrisha Kasya Vachapo.
Haridasa Vimashana.
Ashadeya Ivavati.
Hare Kanti Nam Bhava.
Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha.
Kidrisha Kasya Vachapo.
Haridasa Vimashana.
Ashadeya Ivavati.
Hare Kanti Nam Bhava.
Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha.
Kidrisha Kasya Vachapo.
Haridasa Vimashana.
Ashadeya Ivavati.
Hare Kanti Nam Bhava.
Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said.
Kidrisha.
What kind of?
Kasya.
Whose?
Va.
Or?
Var.
Sapa.
Curse.
Haridasa.
The servant of Hari.
Abhimashana.
Overcoming.
Ashadeya.
Incredible.
Eva.
As if. Abati.
Appears.
Hare.
Of Hari.
Ekantinam.
Of those exclusively devoted as exalted attendants.
Bhava.
Birth.
As they say in Russia, Nikola cheese. Please hear that. It's okay. Translation.
Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired.
Let me read first. What kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this. Again, Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired. What kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible.
I cannot believe this.
Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord clearly states, Mam upecha tukantaya puna janma navijate. One who is purified of material contamination and returns home back to Godhead does not return to this material world. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Krishna says, janma thama chami vinyam. Even yoviti tatpata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Maharaj Yudhisthira therefore was surprised that a pure devotee could return to this material world. This is certainly a very important question. Translation again, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas, and what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this. Om Jnana Varandasya Jnana Salakaya Chakshu Vandam Kamina Tasmai Shri Vrame Maha Okam Karoti Vajjalam Angum Nagaya Tehdi Yakti Bhattamaham Mande Shri Guru Dini Tanam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Mutale Shimati Bhakti Vidanta Samahiti Namare Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtacharane Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gauravani Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yesterday in class, I alluded to a very detailed presentation that's given elsewhere, which really essentially explains this whole lila of the deliverance of the Lord's devotees. Specifically the deliverance of Jaya and Vijaya, the verse they had taken as Hiranyaksha Hiranyakashipu, as Ravana Kumbhakarna, and as Shishupala Nandavakra. And as we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an explanation given how they would be keepers of Vaikuntha, they obstruct the passage of the four Kumaras. Who were disturbed very much when they were obstructed and not allowed to enter into Vaikuntha. The Lord personally came and spoke on behalf of his gatekeepers and apologized to the four Kumaras. And he said, I take full responsibility for their acts. We oftentimes quote that well-known verse spoken by the Lord in this connection, that a wrong act committed by the servant leads people in general to blame the master. Just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body spoils all of the skin. Krishna spoke this statement, speaking very strongly, that they call themselves my servants, so if they're my servants, and they do something in my service, people are going to blame me. And what they've done in my service is they've offended you. And then, of course, we also know that it's described how the four Kumaras cursed Jaya and Vijaya to take birth in the material world as a result of an offense. And they were given the choice that you can take seven births as devotees, three births as demons. He accepted the choice of taking three births as demons because he didn't want to stay away for so long from their service. And they descended ultimately by the will of the Lord. Prabhupada explains elsewhere. He said, I think it's in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, the purport, where he says that there are no obstacles for those in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, and although sometimes the Lord, by His will, He may arrange. And he gave the example of Jaya and Vijaya, He arranges. And that explanation is given in Bhagavatam. But there's a much more detailed explanation given in Lalu Bhagavatam Mita. And this detailed explanation really pulls all the different elements together. And Rupa Goswami, who is the author of Lalu Bhagavatam Mita, he explains in the outset, he said that in his presentation, he wants to stick exclusively to statements of Shastra. He says he's not going to use logic, but he wants to establish a particular thesis. And his thesis that he wanted to establish is that how Sri Krishna is the most super excellent avatar of the Supreme Personality of God. He wants to support the Parivasa Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam, which states, Eti Chang Sakala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam Indrani Gakaman Vakam Vidyantu Yoge Yoge. So, which, this is the Parivasa Sutra upon which everything else is established, that the original Supreme Personality of God, from whom all other incarnations are emanating, is Krishna. But not only does he want to establish this Parivasa Sutra, but he wants to give evidence from scriptures. Why is it that Krishna is super excellent and is the most worshipable? Why is it? What is it about Krishna that makes him even better? Because he describes that there are different avatars. He describes all the different avatars as the Avesh avatars, beginning with the Avesh avatars such as Pitu, such as Pitu Maharaj, such as Narada Muni, such as the four Kumaras. Your Avesh avatars, the empowered living entities. And then there are Prabhava and Vaibhava Avastha avatars. And the Vaibhava Avastha avatars are considered to be more superior than the Prabhava. The Prabhava Avastha avatars, they only manifest to fulfill some partial quality of the Lord, to fulfill a particular purpose. And their renown is not so great. They don't stay very long. They come to do, I think Mohini is given as an example, as the Prabhava Avastha avatar. Then he says there are Vaibhava Avastha avatars who are personalities such as Dhanvantari, Kapiladev, Vyasadev, that they stay for much longer periods of time in this world, and their renown is greater than these other avatars. And then he says that beyond these of the Vaibhava Avastha avatars, he describes the Apara Avastha avatars. And the Apara Avastha avatars are three. And the Apara Avastha, they are the supreme avatars because they manifest all six qualities. And he says that those three are Lord Nrisimhadeva, Lord Ramachandra, and Krishna. The Apara Avastha avatars. But then he goes on to explain why Krishna, because this is his thesis, he wants to give an explanation of why an intelligent person should worship Krishna. What is the super excellent qualities of Krishna that makes him most worshipable? Of course, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Nrisimhadeva, they're also Krishna. But what is it that makes Krishna the most superior? And he uses this, one of his evidences that he gives from Shastras again, and he's speaking from, predominantly in this particular section, he's speaking from the Vishnu Purana, the conversation between Parashara Muni and Maitreya Rishi. He speaks and gives the evidence that how, what happened when Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Nrisimhadeva, Hiranyakashipu had to take birth again. Of course, we look at this from different angles. Some people say, of course he had to take birth again because it had to take three births of demons before they could go back. But he brings out something else. This is from the Vishnu Purana, as I said, that why he had to take birth again and why he took birth in his next life as Ravana, and why when he was killed by Lord Ramachandra, Rai Ravana still had to take another birth as the king of Chedi, who was Shishupal. And how is it that Shishupal, and this is what we spoke about yesterday, how is it Shishupal, many of us think that we see this spark entered into the body, Chief Suyuja Mukti, but actually, Rupa Goswami explains that there's different types of Suyuja, and the particular Mukti that Shishupal achieved was he was established a relationship with Krishna when he was killed by Krishna. Why was he get a relationship with Krishna? And he gives the Sanskrit for it also. I'm just giving a little summary because I want to take advantage that I'm speaking in the English medium. I could never do this elsewhere. I could never sit and read something because everything I read, every sentence has to be translated. And people lose it. You know, they lose it. I have to keep everyone's attention. So, you know, I may read something, but I'll always say something to keep everybody focused because I don't want people to lose it. Because actually, the essence of the point that we're going to talk about today, and we alluded to yesterday, what is it that really, I mean, for Shishupal, what is it that really got him such an exalted status? It was his absorption. He was absorbed in Krishna. He was absorbed, he was so absorbed in Krishna. He was so envious, but he was absorbed in Krishna and he accepted Krishna as God. Whereas Ravana, he thought Ramachandra was, you know, some super powerful human being. And he wasn't absorbed in Ramachandra in the same way as Shishupal was absorbed in Krishna. And Hiranyakashipu also, he just thought, you know, who's this half man, half thine, who has the audacity to challenge me? You know, there was no question of it. He was killed, but there was no absorption. I don't know if there was fear. Doesn't seem that Hiranyakashipu displayed any fear like Kamsa. Kamsa, his absorption was fear. and as we spoke about the other day, it was not out of cool. It was not favorable, because Kamsa was always just fearful of Krishna, because Krishna is going to be the source of my death. But anyways, but the point is that absorption. Why is it that Shishupal got this special type of sayujya, where he actually, a relationship was established? These points are going to be brought out by Rupa Goswami, and again, not by logic, but Shastra. So I'm going to be presenting Shastra, and you'll see it's very logical, Shastra. And then, of course, the verses that Rupa Goswami gives is this evidence about the superiority of Lord Krishna. This is not the whole argument that he gives to establish Krishna's superiority. It's only one of many references he gives in the Lagva Bhagavata Amrita. But it's very, very enlightening. It's very, it's very absorbing also. So I want to take advantage, and I hope you'll be absorbed in it as I am when reading it, trying to cover this theme of what is so special about this, these events of these three para-avasta incarnations of the Lord, who are supposedly equal, but what makes it? What is there a hierarchy here, or are they equal? What is it that makes Krishna super excellent above all others? What is it that makes him the most worshipable? And why is it? Because Rupa Goswami, at that particular time when he had compiled his Lagva Bhagavata Amrita, was at a time where the current thought, many people were thinking that actually Krishna was simply an incarnation of Vishnu. Even today, people think that. And there are other misunderstandings that Rupa Goswami wanted to take Shastra and give that as evidence to clearly establish without any doubt that Krishna is two Bhagavan Svayam, that Krishna is the most worshipable, and if one wants to achieve the ultimate benefit, then one should worship Krishna. And these are the, as I said, this is the evidence he's going to give, and I'm going to begin reading. It's already 9 o'clock. I would probably not even establish everything. There are about 20 verses with purports. The purports are by Baladeva Jibushan. And the purports simply expand on the verses themselves, which were originally given by, as we said, Parashara Muni in the Vishnu Purana. So let me start so I can give you a little hint of what we're talking about. This is text 38. This darling son of Devaki is an unprecedented ocean of nectar filled with supreme opulence and sweetness. Later we will focus on his characteristics in detail. From the Puranas and other scriptures we learn that he resides in four places: Raj, Mathura, Dwarka, and Goloka. At this point, this is all the verses, not commentary. Whenever there's commentary, I'll say commentary. At this point, someone may ask whether Lord Nrisimha and Lord Ramachandra are on an equal level with Krishna. To answer this question, let us review how the Vishnu Purana addresses this issue. This is Rupa Goswami. Okay. And then, in the purport, Baladeva Jibushana, which is, of course, brilliantly translated and rendered into English by Gopi Purana. By the way, I think this was just published maybe a year ago?
Only 1 year ago.
Yes. Kobe, it took a long time. Kobe Pranatana Prabhu had done everything, but then the Sanskriters had to take everything, put it into context, and the editing, the BBT, did all the editing.
Now available.
It's now available, yeah. Maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years ago. So this is Baladeva Jibhushan's commentary. Someone may infer from Srila Rupa Goswami's initial description of the Para Avastha forms that the three incarnations in the topmost category are equally full manifestations of the Supreme. Has our venerable author forgotten his thesis that Sri Krishna alone is original and supreme? The description of the excellences of Lord Nrisimha and Lord Ramachandra leads the way step by step to correct understanding of Krishna. It is only natural to enter a palace by walking up the staircase that leads to his entrance. So he's going to bring us step by step. Yes, they are the three, but now he wants to establish his thesis that Krishna is super excellent. The next verse. In part four of the Vishnu Purana, Maitreya asks this question. After Vishnu killed Hiranyakashipu and later Ravana, the jiva who had taken birth as those demons achieved facilities for material enjoyment even the demigods cannot attain. Why in those circumstances did he not achieve the liberation of merging into the eternal Lord Hari, as he did after he took birth as Shishupal, who was killed by the Lord? Okay, so someone may say, of course he couldn't, because he had to take few births. But this book is much more that's going to be brought to light. Here, Baladeva Jibhushan says, the Sayuja that's in this verse, which is in reference to Shishupal, the Sayuja in this verse refers not to the imaginary obliteration of individual existence and merging into the Supreme, but rather to Sahayoga, a union of intimate cooperation. Even the Shrutis sometimes use the word Sayuja to mean close connection rather than complete merging. And he gives an example. Maitreya is curious to know, this is not the example, I'm skipping the example. Maitreya is curious to know why Hiranyakashipu and Ravana did not achieve liberation when they were killed by the Supreme Lord, when Shishupal achieved it at once. Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and Shishupal are three appearances of the same gatekeeper, Vaikuntha gatekeeper, Jaya. While Nrisimhadeva, Ramachandra, and Krishna are three appearances of the same personality of Godhead. Does this occurrence provide evidence of a measurable hierarchy of essential identity and personal qualities among these three para avastha rupas of the Supreme Person? Any questions? Huh? There are probably going to be answered. So far, it's clear. Okay. Vishnu Purana, which is quoted. Then, his Parashara's answer. To kill the king of the demons, he who is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all the worlds revealed his unparalleled form of Nrisimha. At that time, Hiranyakashipu did not realize that Nrisimha was Vishnu. Thinking that this powerful being had accumulated heaps of extremely pious credits, Hiranyakashipu focused his attention on him under the strong impulsion of the mode of passion. By concentrating his mind on the Lord in this way, while the Lord killed him, in his next life as ten-headed Ravana, Hiranyakashipu was only given facilities for material enjoyment that are unequaled in the three worlds. Okay, so this is how he was thinking. He was bewildered, did not take shelter He did not take shelter in Krishna. He wasn't absorbed. Shishupal was absorbed. He didn't take shelter, but he was absorbed. And some of the evidence which is given is, you know, he always used to speak about Krishna. And he used various words about Krishna, which are words that glorify him. He was speaking about him and a divinity, but he was absorbed. And that's right. Hiranyakashipu wasn't absorbed. Maybe he was absorbed in defending himself in battle with Lord Nrisimha. He might have been absorbed in trying to retain his what he thought was his immortality. Pretty absorbed in that. But he wasn't absorbed in, he was absorbed in Lord Nrisimhadeva. He said, his mind did not actually take shelter of and unite with the personality of God and the Supreme Absolute Truth without beginning or end.
Did he think he would be able to defeat Nrisimhadeva?
Did he think he would be able to?
Did he feel that he could defeat Nrisimhadeva? Because he was thinking he was immortal?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You want to say something? Well, okay. It may be coming up. That's why I'm saying. I didn't even read the purport yet. To that verse. I only read the verse. Mm-hmm. So, to kill the king of the demons, who is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all the worlds, revealed his unparalleled form of Nrisimha. At that time, Hiranyakashipu did not realize that Nrisimha was Vishnu, thinking that this powerful being had accumulated heaps of extremely pious credits. That's what he was thinking, of how he was thinking. That he was thinking that Nrisimhadeva was some powerful being who accumulated so many powerful credits to be able to be as powerful as he was. Hiranyakashipu focuses his attention on him under the strong impulsion of the Lord of Passion. By concentrating his mind on the Lord in this way, while the Lord killed him, in his next life, as ten-headed Ravana, Hiranyakashipu was only given facilities for material enjoyment that are unequaled in the three worlds. Purport. Lord Nrisimha is essentially the same person as Sri Krishna. They are not different in swarup, or identity, but rather in guna, or manifest qualities. When a Vaidurya stone changes color, it manifests a quality it already contains within itself. In a similar way, when the personality of Godhead wanted to free the universe from the threat of Hiranyakashipu, he manifested his form as Nrisimha. But if Lord Nrisimha is not other than Krishna himself, why was Hiranyakashipu not liberated when killed by him? Parashu Muni will explain that when Lord Krishna kills a demon, he insinuates himself into the heart of that particular soul by the charm of his personality, names, and other attractive qualities. Lord Nrisimha, however, does not generally exert this liberating, all-attracting influence on the fallen jivas who encounter him. In fact, even the demigods were afraid of him. They didn't. They were so afraid that the day when he was manifesting his Uber Nrisimha, they were afraid to approach him. They were fearful. Lord Brahma, he figured the only person that could possibly pacify Lord Nrisimha was Prahlad. He pushed Prahlad forward. So, in other words, Lord Nrisimha doesn't, the word here is insinuate. That's another word for it. Doesn't evoke generally that kind of mood of sweetness.
Well, he appeared ferocious and angry, right?
He was
super angry.
Yeah. Of course, Krishna, when he kills.
Right.
He may also manifest anger.
But here it's a lion.
Yeah, this is half man, half lion. And Hermann Gershon was thinking, what did this guy do to get this powerful? That's all he was thinking. So, Lord Shringadeva, however, does not generally exert his liberating all attracting influence on the fallen genius who encounter him. Then what was Hiranyakashipu's awareness regarding the Lord in his form as Nrisimha? He saw him as a powerful living being, like himself, endowed with extraordinary qualities. Why? Because the strong influence of the mode of passion always distorts understanding. Nevertheless, in spite of his bewildered condition, by intensely focusing his attention on this amazing man-lion who would kill him with his own hands, Hiranyakashipu gained in his next life wealth and power beyond the reach of the demigods. I'm only going to read one more verse. I'm going to class the one. Is Bhakti here?
Yes.
You made it. Bhakti gives us a source of strength for me. I was so disappointed when I heard you had a good email this morning. You'll be here tomorrow morning? I mean, I'm not forcing you. I'm asking. Many of these questions, I mean, you might still have them, but there's so many more things. And please forgive me, as I said, I really wanted to take advantage of the English medium because, for me, it's a way to be absorbed too. I mean, really, honestly speaking, it's a luxury to be able to speak to an audience that understands everything I say. And I usually have to worry about, does the translator's microphone work? And I always have to give him my microphone, because that's more important than him, because nobody understands me, or very few people understand. But it's much more absorbing. So I really, if I ask you permission to please give me this pleasure of being absorbed by, reading and elaborating. Tomorrow.
Today.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Evening.
Any evening. Oh.
And so, many duties are available now. Yes. Today's off for many duties.
Tomorrow's not?
Tomorrow is off.
Okay.
Tomorrow we have the celebration of 11:30, so there is time there.
Yes.
Today we can go on.
I'm going to read another verse. Let's go on with. We'll finish with Nrisimha and Hiranyakashipu. Okay? Alright, we'll finish with that. Tomorrow we'll. Or maybe some other time. Well, I've got to figure out exactly when. We'll actually go to Ravana and Ramachandra. Ramachandra is definitely, he's definitely absorbing. I mean, there are a lot of people who are absorbing Ravana. I mean, even, who was it? Anupam, who was brother of Rupa and Sanatana. He was Ram Bhakta. And Lord Chaitanya, he tried to change Varagupta's absorption. Varagupta was, he was Hanuman. And he tried to change his absorption because he was so absorbed in Ram. And Lord Chaitanya, realized, he said, I can't. Fortunate is that person who's so absorbed in his worshipful Lord that he'll never give him up. And that such a person will never give up his worshipful Lord, and the Lord will come personally and drag him by the hand. His worshipful Lord. This was But what Chaitanya said to Varagupta? So yes, there are many who observe, but still, there's the super excellence of Krishna. What is it about Krishna that just makes him? Why is it that Chaitanya, when he was at the home of Venkatabhatta, why was he trying to get him, you know, try to convince him, you know, they're worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, but he tried to make them understand that Krishna is superior. There's something about Krishna that makes him superior. And anybody who worships him, and anyone who makes the effort to absorb their mind and thoughts in him, then Krishna, he has just read, he insinuates his presence in such a way, in such a person, for their efforts to hear about him, to speak about him, and to remember him. And even someone like Shishupal, who is the verse, I think, what is the verse? I think it's in this chapter of the Bhagavatam. Yes, just verse 31. He said, my dear King Yudhisthira, the gopis by their lusty desires, Kamsa by his fear, Shishupal and other kings by envy, the Yadus by their familial relationship with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service have obtained the mercy of Krishna. All of them were absorbed in Krishna. Although, as we heard about the other day, Kamsa was not so anukul, not so favorable. But Shishupal even hated it. Hated him. He hated Krishna. But Krishna healed him and gave him a relationship with him. Now, of course, this is not so uncool either. This is not recommended. But if you have to hate somebody intensely, so intensely, then this, but fortunately, we've already heard enough to not want to hate Krishna. Fortunately. So, as we said, we're going to
just, we'll finish
Hirani Pesipu and Vadishambhir. Because of Hirani Kashipu's bewilderment, his mind did not actually take shelter of and unite with the personality of God and the Supreme Absolute Truth without beginning or end. Report, before one's mind can fully enter the transcendental shelter, one must become convinced that he is the Absolute Truth. Or the mind may enter a similar state if one becomes extremely hateful to him. Same. Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons, had neither of these prerequisites, and so did not merge his mind fully in Lord Vishnu. Thus, without accepting the personality of Godhead as the exclusive resort of his mind, he could not attain the relation. The next verse, Parashar Muni begins to speak about Rama. And Ramachandra. As we said, we'll keep this for our next session, but we'll definitely finish it before we begin. Any questions on things I've already spoke about, not things that will be answered? And if it will be answered, I will answer it.
Maharaj, this actually, my question is related to the beginning, when you talk about Paravastha Vatarasa, Narasimhadev, Ramchandra and Krishna. So, I wanted to know why, like when Jayadeva Goswami, when he glorifies Dashavatara Stotra, he doesn't talk about Krishna, he talks about Haladhara Rupa, Balaramji. So, and we say Krishna is avatar, he is not avatar. So how exactly, why not actually instead compare?
But he glorifies these different incarnations and worship this way. In other words, why is he saying, why does he not worship Balaram, who is actually Krishna himself? Why does he worship Lord Shingadev, who is actually Krishna? I don't understand. He's glorifying these different appearances of the Lord. And anybody whose mind may be attracted to those particular features of the Lord becomes absorbed in that way, then they benefit becoming absorbed. You know, that is, you know, that is why, you know, the whole story of Gita Bhagavatamrita describes the different devotees and their different levels of absorption and worship. You know, and they don't give up that particular relationship. Like Hanuman doesn't give up his relationship with Lord Rama. Prahlad worships, you know, Lord Nrisimhadev. This is his prayers, that's his mood of Prahlad. So for such persons who have absorbed in this particular feature of the Lord, then why not glorify these features of the Lord for such persons who won't give up those features?
So my question was like, we know in Bhagavatam we hear that Krishna, from Krishna first expansion is Balvandi, from him quadruple expansions come, and Vasudev, then there's Krishna Padmina, Vasudeva, Niruddha, and then again the multiple expansions. So from Krishna, Balaram comes, Balaramji expands, and from Balaramji then, so Narasimhadev and Lord Ramachandra, they directly expand from Krishna or they expand from Balaramji?
No. And the reason why he calls them Paramahansa, because he says that they manifest the six qualities, all six qualities, where others don't manifest all six qualities. But that's what qualifies them as Paramahansa. They manifest all six qualities, and that would makes them equal for those. Yes.
What kind of relationship should Krishna give to Shishupal? What kind of servants or
people? He became gatekeeper, I think.
Ah, thank you. The servant, yes.
Servant, yeah. In other words, when people hear the reason why Baladeva Vibhushan mentions that, when people think of Sri Yujamukti, they generally think of merging. It's the oneness, becoming one with. He says, actually, in this particular case, what does he say? Sahaja. I think what was the Sanskrit word of you? Sahayoga, not Sahaja. Sahayoga. He said, Sayuja in this verse refers not to the imaginary obliteration of individual existence. Of course, the word imaginary here is also because they think themselves liberated. And merging into the Supreme, but rather Sahayoga, a union of intimate cooperation. Intimate cooperation. Service. Okay. Last question.
So did Kansa also attain liberation?
Kansa?
Yeah.
He was Kalanini in the previous life, Kansa. He was definitely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Not that the example is given, but it was, as we said, it was not out of cooling. He didn't get the same liberation as Shishupal. He got liberation.
How was his absorption different from Shishupal's absorption? Because both were not out of cooling, right?
Shishupal's absorption was that he was absorbed. Actually, that's a good question. It wasn't anukula. Of course, anukula favorable means absorbed. Anukula in the sense that he got liberation and he got his intimate relationship with Krishna in this field. But Thea comes in, and I guess the verse also speaks that, which is the verse we just quoted. Because Kamsa was given. As the gopis, on par with the gopis, the yadus, Kamsa by fear. What was the verse? 31?
31.
Huh? Yeah. Gopis, Kamsa by fear, Shishupal by envy, yadus by the familiar relationship, and pandavas by a great affection. And we general devotees by our devotional service obtain the mercy of Krishna. Yes. So it seems you got. Yes.
Which kind of mercy he got?
Well, Sayuj is not mercy. No. Right. Mercy is to have either live on the same planet, to have the same features, the same opulences, or to become an associate, but to become one with. That's not permanent liberation. Such persons, to become the rest, that's not that person.
As you mentioned, these different avatars, like Murari Gupta, he was more conscious about Ram. So what about the other people? He was Murari Gupta, but those were attracted by millions of avatars of Ram, different deities, you know. So do we preach them about Krishna or leave them as it is, you know?
We can always glorify Krishna. And you know, Lord Chaitanya gave the example that he tried to convince Vaikuntha. Couldn't give it up. Although I actually think that the Prabhupada did came a worship of Krishna. But the point is that we should try. But if they can't give it up, and the example of Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya didn't try to convince him otherwise. It's just the fact that he was glorified. So fortunate the person can't give up his worshipful Lord. You know? So when we meet people like that, we should try, but we should definitely not condemn. I've seen that devotees sometimes do. Oh, you know, why don't you accept? I'm giving you the evidence. This is the evidence. Why don't you not accept it?
Maharaj, it is said that the very reason we are in this material world is in greed towards the Lord. The very reason we are in this material world is in due to the greed towards Lord in the spiritual world. But here we see that because of Indri, Shishupala and now they got liberated. So how do we dismiss the leadership in this condition?
They were killed by the Lord. Krishna killed them. And it's not that they were dovetailing or envy. You know, envy is something that cannot be dovetailed. You know. But it's... And also, we have to understand, it's pastime. That the fall of Jaya Vijaya is a pastime, and it's explained elsewhere in the Bhagavatam. It's arranged by the will of the Lord, by the Lord's desire, because the Lord can't fight with anybody. He sometimes wants to fight with the devotee. Although, interestingly, we'll read, I don't want to reveal the whole thing, but in part, it was the Lord's desire. But actually, Baladeva Vijayabhushan explained that Jaya and Vijaya were hearing bards who recite the glories of the Lord in Vaikuntha. And they were hearing the glories of how the Lord fights demons. And by hearing those glories from the bards in Vaikuntha, how the Lord fights demons, they were thinking, wow. And the Lord, by the Lord, they had a desire also. They wanted to fight. And therefore the Lord said, okay, I'll fight. I'll fight with them. I'll fulfill their desire. I'll fulfill their desire and let them take birth. But he also makes another point, and he says that the Lord appears in different kalpas, but he only refers to this one kalpa, of when Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha Parashar Muni in the Vishnu Purana only refers to one kalpa, because if it happened in many kalpas, then it would seem to indicate that they come back again in every kalpa. Hiranyakashipu, I mean, when Shingadev comes to kill it, every kalpa, but it's not the same person that comes. Because otherwise, then that would seem to indicate that someone goes back to the spiritual world and then he has to come back again and again and again. But it was only one kalpa. And only one kalpa, only one lifetime of Lord Brahma did Jaya and Vijaya fall from the spiritual world. And then when they went back, and this is the point that's, and you know, that Yudhishthira Maharaj brings up to Narada Muni, how can I accept that when somebody goes back, when he returns, he falls? I said, it's impossible. And Baldeva Jibhushan explains it, that yes, when they went back, that was it, they went back. And the one Lord Nrisingadev comes again in different kalpas and kills Hiranyaka, it's not Jaya Vijaya. They're back. They're back. Anyways, that will come up tomorrow. I'm just giving you a little. No, I'm listening. A little feature. No, I'm stopping now. Thank you.